Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for December 2nd, 2021. These are questions as of November 29th, 2021. I've moved, I think, one question that came in after Monday, and I've tried to answer some of them directly because we won't be doing an Ask Catherine next week. It'll be the next Catherine will be in two, Ask Catherine will be in 2 weeks. So let's just dive in. Catherine, love this Leary report. My question is about the Texas Bullion Depository. We recently relocated to the Austin area, and we're wondering if this would be a safe place to store gold and silver. Yes, I think it's a safe place to store gold and silver. Every place has risks. If you keep it at home, you are subject to a home invasion. If you keep it at the Texas Bullion Depository, if the state or the feds, and the state's still part of the federal government, say, you know, hand us all of, turn in all their gold, they will. So when they confiscated the gold in the 30s, the only people who lost their gold were the people who kept it at the bank. The people who kept it at home didn't turn it in, and nobody ever came after them with one rare exception. So there are risks to every place, but I certainly wouldn't have everything at home, but I certainly wouldn't have anything in just depositories, and particularly not in one depository. But I think all things considered, the Texas Bullion Depository will be okay. I live in the suburb of Chicago. The main bank here is Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. I've been using them for most of my life. I'm taking to heart your commentary that we should move our money. Problem is, I don't know what specific information I need. Start with, I put the link in the show notes, and we'll have it up at subscriber links on the commentary, how to find a local bank. So I would take a look at that, and if you have more questions, just send them. Can you point me in the right direction to where I can purchase gold and silver coins in small and affordable denominations? So I'm assuming from your note that you're in the USA. So here's what I found. The best prices and acquisition strategy I've ever seen is if you have a good local pawn shop. People that you can trust, you know what they're doing, and you can just steadily acquire coins as they have them available. The dealers I use in the United States are Treasure Island in North Dakota, Volunteer Precious Metals in Tennessee, Foster's Coin Shop in Berkeley. So here's the pros and cons. Volunteer Precious Metals will not mail to you if you're in Tennessee. So you have to be out of Tennessee to buy from them. Foster's Coin Shop in Berkeley, California, I would only recommend if you're nearby and you can go in personally. If you do, Ralph is the proprietor. Say hi for me. And then Treasure Island, North Dakota, as far as I know, they ship everywhere in the United States, and you can contact them directly. What I like to do is price several dealers and find out who's got the tightest premium to melt value when I get the quote. You have to calculate the premium when you get the quote because obviously the market price is changing all the time. But I'd be looking to get the tightest spread off of melt on a sovereign gold coin. If you go to our silver and gold payment calculator and look at the equivalents, it's a great list of the sovereign gold and silver and other silver coins. Hi, Catherine. I have been noticing something odd about inflation, and what you say is Walmart and Amazon are raising prices, but the other stores don't. During the pandemic, they've been very successful at consolidating huge market share into a few places, and those places are now then free to, you know, they've been keeping prices low to consolidate market share. So for years, Amazon has basically been buying market share by undercutting everybody else in the market. But once they get the sort of monopoly position, they can take it the other way. Hi, Catherine. Finding you and Salir this summer has truly been a godsend. Thank you for all you're doing. I'm in the process of coming clean and becoming more resilient as a millennial who is recently paid off their student loan. Yay! Good job. I don't have much in terms of real assets and would like to buy a home. At this time, I don't have enough saved to purchase a home outright, but I could make a sizable down payment. I heard you talk about the importance of avoiding debt drops to be as resilient as possible, but I've also heard others talk about how now is a fine time to take on a mortgage given inflation is here to stay. Could you help me reconcile these viewpoints in light of the going direct reset? So as long as you have income and can cover it, a mortgage, you know, yes, works to your financial advantage during inflation. The day you can't cover it is the day your equity gets wiped out and the arbitrage didn't work. So there's risk involved. One possibility, if I were you, I would get a home. We have in the library a great Salir report on how to buy a home by somebody who's the author of the best book I've ever found on sort of home ownership. Remember, home ownership requires a big investment of time, both getting the house and taking care of a house. So just make sure you don't buy a bigger house than you need. One possibility, and I encourage people to do, if you thought of buying land and building over time, perhaps first a tiny home and then a larger home. If you want to buy a house and do a mortgage instead, please listen to the Marie McDonald interviews at Solari, because the fraud in the mortgage industry is just off the charts. And to be able to navigate it and make sure you don't get burnt, you just need to know what you're doing. And so if you're ready to get a home, I would definitely get a home. I'd just be very careful not to overextend yourself. And I would absolutely think about buying land and building over time, especially more do-it-yourself, because it's amazing now what you can do with just learning from YouTube, university, and tiny homes. I just think it's amazing what you can do with as small a square footage as possible. I think it's possible to waste a lot of money and time on large square foots. Do you think there is a window of opportunity on selling a home in California for profit? Should I sell a property in California that I rent that covers costs and take the equity to pay off a current home in Oklahoma? Or should I wait to anticipate further increases in value? If I were in your shoes, I'd close the arbitrage now. I'd sell the house in California and get the debt off of my home in Oklahoma. I just think 2022 could be particularly brutal. And the less I would want to have is the least possible financial risk. If you look at Greece now applying essentially a bank deduction, automatic bank deduction from your account for not being vaccinated, I just think the owning your own home and property is going to be a huge benefit. Hello, Catherine. I hope this finds you well. Notably, thank you for your presence in creating Solari. I'm truly honored and value everything you do. Then you say Crito trajectory. I'm not sure if that's crypto was meant to be. High level with investment strategy thinking or links areas on Solari that dive into this specifically reputable contracts, books, etc. that you recommend. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're talking about crypto or all investment. If you look at the best books for 2021 and the 2020 annual wrap up, and remember it's going to be updated in January for best books for 2022, the investment books I recommend are James Montier's books, both Behavioral Investing and the one on Value Investing, and then Family Wealth by James Hughes. I would recommend you listen to Building Real Wealth from the Solari Audio Seminars. I put the links in the show notes. If you're looking for, I don't have books on cryptos, and I don't give out contacts either. I will on precious metals, but not on securities or on crypto. Part of that is avoiding investment strategy. Please let me know if you just specifically meant crypto. Hi, Catherine. How are you enjoying the fourth season of Yellowstone so far? I just love it. There's a prequel coming out, it's called 1883, and it's coming on December 19th. I can't wait. So Carolyn Warner reminds you of me. Anyway, then you say, given the success that Big Tech has demonstrated in suppressing, diminishing, discrediting, defunding facts and opinions that contradict the official COVID narrative, I'm extremely concerned that it's only a matter of time before those that oppose CBDC digital IDs will be subject to the same treatment, namely censorship. Is there any way to get ahead of this curve? Yeah, kill vaccine passports. Kill vaccine passports, but also take the cash. Wave cash Friday, take the cash the other way. And I do think we're going to have to start building local encryption systems. So there are many different ways to go at this, but those are several. But the first thing, we got to kill our vaccine passports. Good evening, Catherine. I would first like to say how much I enjoyed your interview with James Dellingpole. My question, would you be able to recommend a good U.S. stock market research tool in the U.K.? I have one called ADVFN, and with it, I'm able to research companies in great detail. U.S. companies' data is limited. I currently use Morningstar and stock charts, and then I use RepRisk for global screens, U.S. and global. And I'm looking for new charting tools in addition to stock charts. And obviously, for sort of intelligence, I use Rambus Chartology, and I subscribe to Lynn Alden, and I just started to subscribe to Luke Rahman. Their Investment Dealers Digest used to have some great tools if you just wanted sort of profile information in the U.S. stock market, but I haven't used it recently, but you might check them out as well. Well, this was some kind of cold shower. Me talking to my advisor about buying gold, I was in favor of real gold, but apparently the premium is 5% at the moment. Would you pay 5% more than gold value to get it? It's a leftover from the Corona bust. So maybe I can park in ETFs. No, so I would rather pay a higher premium and get real gold than go into the ETFs. I don't know how much you want to buy, but you if you are near a pawn shop, you might want to try the pawn shop trip. You might want to also, one possibility is to open a Swiss account. I've never seen the premiums that high in Switzerland that I can remember, but if you have enough and you can buy enough, you might want to consider a Swiss account. The other thing is you can also do mining stocks. I think it's possible to put together a good portfolio of mining stocks that achieve something that I think is better than the ETFs. Anyway, so there are definitely options. You know, I remember once having a client, we were trying to negotiate for a big position of gold in Europe, and I was pushing them because I was worried prices were going to rise. And right before we purchased, the price rose above 400, and I spent a week in depression because, you know, we didn't get in the 300s. And I look back on that now and I say, wow, that was 400 looks good. If you go to the Salieri Report and do a search for precious metals, you bring up an article I wrote called "What Percentage of My Assets Should I Hold in Precious Metals?" And if you don't have your core position in real gold now, I would go ahead and do what you had to do to get it. But that's just me. I like to have my insurance in place. Okay, let's turn to COVID-19. I had sent a question before in Money Markets, but I'm not sure if it was received. Okay, if you don't see it in the week or two after you sent it in the show notes, I would resend it. With Austria announcing vaccine mandates, with Greece, where I'm now residing, Italy, Czech Republic, and Germany expected to follow in these footsteps, do you think such a mandate will actually be implemented? If yes, how would they do it? They'll do it in a variety of ways. One is fees in your bank account, like Greece is doing. Cut off your bank account, cut off services, take away your children. You know, social services comes after your children. It's very sobering. But they're going to play dirtball. It's going to get very aggressive, is what's likely. It really brings to mind the movie V for Vendetta and the story of Valerie, where the police is invading her apartment, picking her up to transfer to a concentration camp in the movie. They're against the different ones, i.e. homosexuals, but the parallel is obvious. This is a link to that part of the movie. My family and I are considering moving our base back to the States, as those few states seem to be a few states that are relatively safe. So here's the thing. The EU will likely go to try and legislate mandates by the end of February, and that will be faster than the good states in the U.S. I think the U.S., there's a much bigger food fight. I also think there's going to be a big food fight in Switzerland, because basically we're talking between the good states and Switzerland, the places where people have arms. And how you deal with a population that is well-armed is very different than how you deal with a population that's not. I think in the short term, you're going to be better in some of the states that are well-armed. Long term, it's not clear to me the United States will be better than Europe. This is really going to come down to where people push back and how hard they push back and how successfully they push back. Your guess is as good as mine. Right now, Africa is the least vaccinated, so that's... and. Africa and India seem to be where there's the strongest pushback. But again, so I think there's merit to considering going back to the United States for at least the short burn, but be prepared to move if you have to. Question, I know the below sounds absolutely crazy absurd, but Hal Turner usually does not report crazy stuff. How can it be verified? So this is the story of the nurse in Slovenia said the bottles have three coatings, 1, 2, and 3, and 3 is designed to really make people sick. I've been trying to determine whether this is true and waiting for verification. It certainly fits with the experience and the anecdotal reports I'm getting from all around the world, as well as the Bad Batch coverage from VAERS that came out last week. So they're clearly, you know, a small percentage of the batches which are doing most of the damage. And if you look at the coordination between the companies and the toxic batches, you know, first Johnson & Johnson does it, then Moderna does it, then Moderna stops, then Pfizer does it. You know, this is clearly highly engineered. And I think given all the different things we've learned over the last year, it's pretty hard to imagine that this is not a genocide of some kind. So it's needless to say, it's pretty frightening what the reality is, but wouldn't surprise me if this story is true. Frequencies, evil, and HZ crowd control of the vaxxed at the concert. So somebody sent two reports on, I think this is the concert in Houston's and how it related to nanobots in our body. I think it's important to understand that the tech issues of whether in the spraying or in the food or other things that get into your body and how they can be triggered by electromagnetic weapons and cellular technology is important. And that's why I keep trying to get everybody to watch The Kingsman and John Cusack's movie, The Cell, both of which I consider to be dreadful movies, but which explore these issues. And I think it's important. And given what's in the likely in the injections, I think it's definitely part of this story somehow, but we still need to know what the secret ingredients are. Hi, Catherine. I don't think I've heard this come up. Any thoughts on the likelihood of the COVID vaccine requirement for recipients of U.S. Social Security? They're going to try and get everybody, they're going to try and do 100% vaccination, and they're going to try every trick in the book. And yes, do I expect them to fiddle around with government subsidies? Yes, I do. Do I expect them to try and fiddle around with Social Security? Yes, I do. Because if you've stolen $21 trillion, you need an excuse for why you're not going to perform. Do I think they'll try and mess with Social Security? Yes. Social Security is a trust fund. I don't think it's legal. It's an abrogation of a contract. I don't think they can get away with it under the law. But it's going to be a real food fight. And I think the way to jump the curve on that food fight is to start to move on taxation before we get hit with taxation without representation. Of course, once you have all the bank accounts in CBDC and you've got the vaccine passports, they can just do this. If they get the vaccine passports and CBDC, then they can start doing all sorts of stuff like this, and that's why you want to stop those. Hi, Catherine. I heard you and Farrell discuss aluminum, and they talk about the aluminum cookware hurting people and asking what I do on cookware. I use stainless steel. In fact, I just bought three new skillets, which I believe are 100% stainless steel, but I have not explored the topic of cookware seriously, and I sent a note to Bridget and said, would you be willing to do a show on this? I think there's a lot of issues related to consumer products that I would love to cover on wellness if we could. Hi, Catherine. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I've been working on getting... Okay, so you're trying to get off a smartphone. So am I. I've got my iPhone in a Faraday bag from a firm that provides bags to enforcement so that they can prove the... you know, an evidentiary trail because it's been non-accessible to cell phone service. Anyway, so you're asking what I do. I got some burner phones when I first got to Europe and I haven't really used them. I just try and stay off the cellular system as much as possible. So I'm working my way off the iPhone and it's on my 2022 list to finally get it done. And you can tell I feel guilty about it, but so much to do. Rand McNally 2021 Road Atlas with protective vinyl cover is the trucker map I use. It's like a huge paperback. It's about $35, maybe gone up to $40 now at the truck stops. And it's, you know, but it's vinyl covered. So you can, your lunch can spill all over it and you don't destroy it. Dear Catherine, I love your videos and reports. My question is, I recall you reference a book, I believe, dealing with the fall of empires. To your recollection, is there a book or movie written about this topic? I think you might be thinking of the book Edge of the World by Michael Pye. You can read the review at the website. There was a couple, I did a video series a while ago, reviews of a whole series of videos from the BBC on why empires fall. But that was very, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 years ago. And it was all sort of, you know, one was they consumed too much lead. Another was they consumed too much sugar. Another was they didn't put into place good water and sewer systems, you know, things like that. Hello, Catherine. In that vein, my favorite documentary, I've had it on several times, is The Seven Wonders of the Industrial World. And you might want to watch that. It really helps you understand the power and importance of infrastructure. Hello, Catherine. I know cryptography is a great way of fighting the surveillance state. Another way is to kung fu. And then you have all sorts of things to mess up their AI, which are great ideas. I love these. Have others take DNA tests on your behalf. Let others borrow your mobile phone for a few days. Every hour or so, make a random internet search. Switch debit credit cards with friends, make purchases, and later settle with each other in cash. These are great. I love these. These are great guerrilla tactics. There's a whole bunch of other ones, too. Anyway, these are great ideas. One of the ones I love is Bill Binney's idea that we have to teach all the kids in the homeschool curriculum how to make homegrown grassroots encryption systems, and then we just constantly use homegrown systems and change them. He said it'll drive them crazy. I just love that idea. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for your great job you and your team are doing. I recently joined and reading my way through very interesting articles. Do you or your group have the top categories that say information for people who recently joined, guide for responsible investments, responsible diversification? Also, I'm looking at the charts published, but I'm not sure what the aim of those is. For example, one of the latest is J&J. Personally, I wouldn't invest there. Okay, so see the core concepts on the homepage or do a search for core concepts. I would see two of the wrap-ups. Can ESG turn the red button green? And that links to a prior one, can we screen for productive companies? So that goes into screening in ESG. Also, I would review the four quarterly equity overviews. So we do an equity overview every quarter, and there's very good information sort of on your time and resources and investing your time and resources. So I would start there. The point of the map, of the charts, is it maps where the profits and basically where prices have been in the market. And to me, when I read it, it tells a story, but charts are great mapping tools. They digest a huge amount of information. They're not there to suggest you recommend, you know, they're not there to recommend any particular stock, but to show you sort of the relative money moves. And they always tell me a lot. Catherine, I shared your interview with Truman, that's Jorn Luca, with all who are open to hearing. You were quite inspired during this, and your synopsis of what we're dealing with and what we can do was extraordinary. I'm so glad you liked it. Everybody loved that interview. I can't quite figure out. You know, I never know interview to interview what will be popular, what won't be. But I love Jorn Luca, who's a wonderful guy from South Africa who now lives in the Netherlands, and he does great. I think he does fascinating interviews. I don't know, he just has a great spirit. So I really enjoy doing that. Hi, Catherine. We love what you do. You're the best. And then this is another correction. I had said the weather comment thanking the people who sent the rain was the premier of Alberta. It was the premier of Manitoba. It was Brian Pallister, who stepped down on September 1st. And if you look at how guilty he was about the weather comment, it doesn't surprise me that he stepped down. Anyway, lots of you sent in corrections. I did a correction in Money and Markets today, or yesterday, it'll publish today. I really want to thank you all for keeping me in my lane when I get those geography questions wrong. Hi, Catherine. I'm buying my son his first laptop and was wondering what software you recommend. All open source. See our FAQs on the website for some tips on technology, but also in the first quarter wrap-up, Corey Lynn and I did a interview, and Corey did a great write-up called Loosen Technology's Grip, and we go through all of our different recommendations. And that's an area I just asked our team to update the FAQ to change some of the recommendations and update some of the recommendations because we're learning all the time. This one, the update's going to be about problems we're getting. Brave browser is marketed as this great freedom tool, and of course it's dreadful. It's got a Google core and it's doing invasive things, and our website rejects it, and then sometimes subscribers have problems if they're using Brave. So I just asked them to update the FAQ on that. But this is a topic we're just going to have to keep updating these recommendations and evolving them, because it's always a food fight to figure out how to get the technology to work for you. And ultimately, I think the more we can get off this stuff, the better. Dear Catherine, I'm searching for a general practitioner since mine is thoroughly entrenched towards the B system. Okay, this was someone from a country in Europe, and I was able to check in and get a list of excellent practitioners in your country. So I sent that directly, but you know, special thanks to the Children's Health Defense Network. If you haven't plugged into those networks, you got to plug in, because they're just great, great people all over the world. They're doing great things and they have great intelligence on, you know, just a question like this, how do I find a good practitioner? Hello, I was thinking about how I would never have another Pfizer medication if I can help it. I will insist that my doctor find something else, and I will tell him that he cannot have anything to do with Pfizer for more reasons, because they're mass murderers and a criminal cartel. Then I thought, what if many people all over the world decided to boycott Pfizer drugs at their doctor's office or at the chemist with generics? Wouldn't this be fantastic? Is it possible? What do you think? I think this is an absolutely fantastic idea. I think we should do it right away. Okay. So I'll think about how I can promote it, but I couldn't agree with you more. Because if you look at the secret ingredients and what this stuff is doing and what we know about the bad batches, I mean, whatever they're putting in this, what will they put in everything else? I mean, you can't trust these guys. I wouldn't ingest an aspirin made by Pfizer, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a criminal cartel. Why would you trust them with anything? It's really funny. I think I mentioned this last week. I was, Ulrich Groniger and I were on our way to the south of the Netherlands to interview Wim Hof. We stopped at a restaurant on the road to get coffee and go to the ladies' room. Ulrich goes and gets coffee and goes to the ladies' rooms, come back to the car. Then I go in, and there's a guy at the door who wasn't there when Ulrich went in, and he said, can I see your QR code? And I just laughed, and I said, I don't have a QR code. And he said, well, then you can't come in. And I just started to laugh because it was like, oh, well, you know, what a tragedy. But then the first thing that came into my mind, my first thought was, I wonder what they're putting in the food. And I realized it wasn't safe to eat there because, you know, you were in a system that wasn't trustworthy. And I went back out in the car and I felt this incredible sense of what Carolyn Casey used to refer to as Jatino, the magic that comes in dangerous times. And I felt, oh, I am now going to be protected from all the businesses and all the people that are dangerous because I don't have a QR code. Sort of an interesting way of sorting into morphogenic fields. I'm a new member and reading every article you were publishing. Coming Clean was mentioned as articles to read as an equity or real estate investment. I found the Coming Clean articles, but what are the titles of the ones I should listen to? Coming Clean, Building a Wonderful World is an article with a picture of a hands washing under a faucet. And it's a list of sort of 24 things you can do. There's also an interview with Eunice Boston on Coming Clean, which is one of my favorite interviews, and I recommend to you highly. I've known about the Slayer Report for a while now, as well as your prior dealings. While at HUD, I've attached a PDF of something that's been going on in my life for about 2 years. Okay, well, you've clearly run into the buzzsaw. My recommendation is that you connect with Richard Lighthouse and his group on targeted individuals. And I would also read Rani Kilday's work. She's been a hero of the Solari Report. I reviewed one of her books, but I would check out her work as well. She was a Finnish doctor who dealt a lot with the targeting and covert weaponry, and very brave and amazing woman. I don't know any government person or place that you can go to that's willing to address this. This is sort of a private phenomena. And all the targeted individuals have been dealing with it on their own. And I've always said that in America, there are 325 million targeted individuals that divide between those who know they are targeted individuals and those who don't yet know, but they will. The one thing I will say, the more you document, the better. So your write-up, I think, was very helpful. And I found prayer to be remarkably effective. What you want to do is you want to sever any connection with these folks in your heart and your mind. And that helps tremendously. Question. Someone just mentioned Pfizer stock is not going up. Why would that be? More of a thought on my part, but could it be that the globalists actually got the U.S. out of debt in exchange for this incorporation of the U.S.? If so, then it makes sense. We are all their property, and therefore they feel perfectly entitled to use their property as they wish. If that could be imagined, if people knew they were being sold, and that is why you would not be able to own a home as you wish, then perhaps people would wake up that they are truly a purchased slave, just as in history, and want to fight back. I think the money is being on Pfizer. It's probably, there are several plausible explanations, but the one that's likely to me is the money is being siphoned off and tremendous amount of kickbacks being given around the world to get buy-in. Now that the IMF has the new SDRs, they're getting buy-in that way too, but you need a lot of money that can be kicked back personally, and you can't do that. It's harder to do that through an IMF than to do it through a private company like Pfizer. You can just start writing checks and putting money in offshore accounts. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for sharing your vast knowledge with your subscribers. I am grateful. I'd like to know your opinion if now is a good time to purchase a new vehicle. My Lexus is 6 years old and in good shape. My thinking is it might be smart to buy an asset that would last till my final days since I'm 74 now, especially knowing that they may be coming after money in the future. Your thoughts? I think it is a good time to make sure you have a car that can last for a long, long time. There's too much digital stuff for me in the new ones. I'd get a superb condition, really, really old one with low mileage, or rebuild your current one. Put in a new engine completely, do whatever. But I would find a way to do what you're thinking of doing, but I would do it without getting a new one. Dear Catherine, thank you so much for your work. Just divested from Chase completely last week. Felt great. I'm interested in reading the Bible now and would appreciate your recommendation of the best version. There are many to choose from. It's real simple, King James. But I would make sure you read some of the sections that never made it in. Didn't make it past the Council of Nicene, and it didn't make it past sort of the Vatican and the Church of England. So I would read minimum the Book of Enoch and the Book of Thomas with it. Going direct reset. I listened with great interest to your conversation with Farrell regarding who is Mr. Global. Okay, you have a whole bunch of questions, and this would take a whole show to address. But very quickly, there are many different ways you could pay a dividend off planet. You can use real assets. You can use slaves. You can use gold. I said one of the big exports I thought was entertainment. Think of this as the Truman Show, really. I think there are numerous ways you can trade, including renting space and renting property or transferring property. I think there are tons of ways of making payment in dividends. And the reality is, if you can get complete control with CBDC and vaccine passports, then it's easy to steal more stuff and to reduce the footprint of the general population into lower populations, since you don't need as many people now with automation and robotics. So, it's not just when I say steal your stuff, I don't mean just steal your house or your real estate. I mean, take your children. Remember, if they want slaves or kids for pedophilia, with vaccine passports and CBDC, they just come in and take your kids. So that's why I say fight now, because death is not the worst thing that can happen. Catherine, I'm a huge fan. I volunteer for Dr. Garrett Smith, who saved my life after suffering from chronic Lyme disease, a bioweapon which I was infected with in the Army. And then you go through, boy, you've been ducking toxicity. And then you sent me links for Dr. Smith. Okay, I appreciate that. I think, we've done a lot on detoxing on the Solaria Report. We've done a couple of shows, but I can't stress this enough. Dear Catherine, my name is A.S. and I live in a small village near Rotterdam. Okay, so this was a note from somebody in the Netherlands who wanted to connect. Robert and I are thinking about how we help to connect up some of the local leaders who contacted us in the Netherlands, so stay tuned. Hi, Catherine. Was listening to you and Farrell on the latest podcast, and you were going on about weather. This is someone I've been following for years, can show you how they are messing with the weather. And then you sent some links. I thank you for that. And you talk about Chinatown. Yeah, it seems like the movie Chinatown, where they get rid of all the water, the farmers go belly up, Bill Gates buys the land cheap, and then they turn the water back on. You got it. Now you're seeing how it works. This is not a public question. It has to do with morphogenic fields. Have you seen Andre Ruiz alive in Mexico or at the Royal Albert House? You cannot be in a bad mood after these concerts. Yeah, there's a lot of happy music there. Subject, now we know coronavirus killed JFK. It's an interview with Oliver Stone, and I'm dying to see his new documentary on Kennedy. And then somebody sent, and I think this is either James Corbett or Tucker Carlson's interview with Robert Kennedy on Fauci. And, I just got to tell you, I put a big review up, and I'm trying to get everybody to read that book. It's amazing. It's a classic. It's completely sold out anywhere, so you got to order it ahead of time. I think he sold 150,000 copies. It's been number one. It's bounced around from number one to number 11. Right last night when I looked, it was number three on Amazon. This book is just, This book is going to go down in history as a classic. It is an unbelievable effort by, I would say, a couple hundred scientists and doctors and other people, you know, basically working to put together the evidence on a crime syndicate. Fauci is a crime spree. He's a puppet of a crime syndicate, and it's unbelievable, but it's true. Okay, then somebody sent in a Steve Kirsch link. Steve Kirsch is doing great work. He's saying 150,000 or more dead from the vaccine in the USA. I'm sure Steve Kirsch says it. I bet it's true. And he's offering $1 million for anybody who can prove him wrong. And of course, nobody can. Then another Hal Turner link on the nurse in Slovenia. So somebody was worried about me being safe because the Dutch police opened fire on rioters protesting COVID. Apparently some people were hurt or killed, and a terrible thing to have happen in the Netherlands, because it's traditionally the relationship between the government and the police and the people is very, very positive. It's a terrible thing to see and very sad. Hi, Catherine. Thought you might, this might make you laugh. So somebody had a picture of, it's hard for me to see, the World Economic Forum with an older man with a little girl sitting on his lap. So I can't tell if that's Photoshopped or not, but I will say this. You can't say they don't explain where they intend to go. Catherine, I would like to post the following in the subscriber area, and this is a pitch for a fundraiser that Children's Health Defense was doing. Please feel free to post. If you look at our Christmas greetings, our holiday greetings, you can link to it from the right, upper right of the website. It shows you all the donations that we are giving this Christmas, and special, special thanks to a person who sent us a very generous donation that made it possible for us to really go to town on Christmas. But if you see a group that we have listed as a donation in the quarterly or annual wrap-ups or in our holiday greetings, please always feel free to post, you know, promotions for them. Then somebody sent in a link from Dr. Fulmick's, Reiner Fulmick's interviews. And then global warming to disrupt financial system, freeze bank accounts. I talk a lot about this week in Money and Markets. One of the ways to engineer deflation is power outages and energy shortages. And, you know, people are tired of the COVID op, then you can always go to power shortages and outages. But it's a way of engineering deflation, why you keep printing money to give it to your pals to buy everything. Let's see, there's a video on more ways to fight the vaccine passports. A link from Mike Whitney, and then the variants. Somebody pointed out that if you, you know, an anagram reversal, that the Delta and Omicron spelled media control. Pretty funny. Then a link to Dolores Cahill on COVID vaccine in pregnant women. It's frightening. The reports we're getting of stillbirths is just absolutely frightening. John and I cover one hospital in the, was it Vancouver, I think, that reported 13 stillbirths in 24 hours. It's just absolutely frightening. John Titus just made a new video on the nominee, the Biden administration nominee for controller of the currency, who is truly scary. We're calling her Sticky Fingers Omarova. John came up with that, and it's really gone on social media. The person who does our social media did a hashtag Sticky Fingers Omarova, and apparently it caught on. Anyway, circulate this new video, because we got to kill this woman. You cannot let this woman become controller of the currency. Okay, then a couple more links, some great links on the Japanese and Indians working on cryptocurrencies. And then somebody sent me something from Michael McKibben, and I clicked all the, that's okay, I'll take the risk on all my software virus protectors. And then I got a message I've never seen before: connection denied by geolocation setting, blocked country, United States. The connection was denied because this country is blocked in the geolocation settings. Please contact your administrator. It's like, whoa, I can't. If you want to cut and paste into an email, I'm happy to look at. Okay, nothing from subscribers in Take Action, but a few things I want to mention. Please make sure to click on and read the holiday greeting. There's a three angels sitting on the right top of the website you just click on. It'll take you over to a holiday greeting, and it will show you all the great people and groups we have given Christmas donations. We have donated about $7,000 to some great, great groups, and I want you to check them out. We remind you, give the gift if you're a subscriber. One way we contribute to help with your budget at Christmas time is to make it possible for you to give a complimentary subscription to the person of your choice. And a special thing we're doing this Christmas is we are offering to send you a free copy of the Wim Hof Method. If you've experienced adverse events from COVID-19 testing, from the injections, or death and related depression, if you've lost somebody or are depressed because the people you love are being hurt or killed by the injection, you know, we really think the Wim Hof Method may help a lot of people. So we're offering to send 50 copies to the first 50 subscribers who say yes, they're interested in trying it. And we've also negotiated a discount for his crash course for the first 2 weeks of January, which normally after the holidays is the sort of perfect time with New Year's resolutions and fasting to, you know, sort of start the new year off right. We think starting January off with Wim Hof is a great way to prepare yourself to sort of jump the curve on the brutality of 2022. I think it's going to be a tough year, but we have incredible opportunity. And first and foremost, you need to be healthy and strong. And I think the Wim Hof Method can help some people do that. Everybody's different, but certainly he's a very inspiring human being, and he has a lot of intelligence on how to be super, super healthy at zero cost. These are all things you can do at home or when you travel. They cost no money, and they really work. Money and Market Schedule, again, to remind, we don't have Money and Markets and Ask Catherine next week. We will have it the following week. Normally, we just do the first 2 weeks of December, and that's it. But because of John Titus's schedule, we decided to do first and third. So if you didn't get your question answered this week, you'll get it answered not next week, but the week after. And again, all December long, we'll be publishing the best of the Solari Report. What we find out is that, you know, many people are busy, they miss things, or they're new. You know, there are many different reasons why some great stuff was published. And we sort of need a month at the end of the year to make sure that you really don't miss the best. And the team, of course, goes to a lot of effort to sort of figure out what would be the most useful that we could pull out from a whole year of content and re-present to you. And it's just great stuff. So this is a great time to catch up on the really good stuff that you didn't have the chance to take advantage of during the year. So with that, you know, I'm going to say this because I love Christmas and I love the holiday season. I really hope you enjoy this holiday. December and the holiday season is a great time to fill up your joy banks and prepare for many of us for the cold winter ahead. So I hope you take the time to take care of you and to jump into the festivities with family and friend. And if you're feeling blue, then, you know, let us know and we're going to send you the Wim Hof Method, and maybe that'll make for a very Merry Christmas. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk with you in 2 weeks. Thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine for the week of November 29th.